Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. Do you know how to say the time in English? In this lesson, I'm going to make it really easy for you. Okay, the first thing you need to know is that this is called a watch and this is called a clock. Okay, a lot of people don't know that, but watch, you wear a watch and a clock is on the wall somewhere. Okay, now a lot of countries have times like this. 13, 19, 21. In most English-speaking countries, we don't have these times. Okay, 13 becomes 1 p.m., 19 becomes 7 p.m., and 21 becomes 9 p.m. Okay, here's our timeline. We have 1 a.m. to 11 a.m., then we have noon, okay, 12 noon, then it goes 1 p.m. to 11 p.m., then midnight. Okay, so noon is at lunch and midnight is at night. All right, some people would call this 12 a.m. and call this 12 p.m. All right, but if you want to avoid any confusion, you could use these words here, noon and midnight. Okay, they're both 12 o'clock. One's at night, one's at lunchtime. All right, so one really important thing that you need to know is knowing how to ask for the time, right? If you don't know what the time it is, you need to ask someone for it, right? Like for me, I never wear a watch, so I always have to ask other people for the time. Okay, so the most common way to do it is just to say, what time is it? But if you want to ask a stranger for the time, then you should say one of these. You should say, excuse me, do you have the time? Or, excuse me, do you know what time it is? Okay, so that's how you ask for the time. Really easy. Okay, let's look at how we actually say the time. Now, there's two ways to do it. We can use the word o'clock, or we can use a.m. and p.m. All right, so look at this here. This could be 9 o'clock, or it could be 9 a.m. or 9 p.m., or some people would use both of these and say it's 9 o'clock a.m. or it's 9 o'clock p.m. Okay, but you don't have to use both. Actually, you don't have to use any of this. Probably the most common thing is just to say the number, just 9. Okay, so what time is it? It's 9, right? A.m. or p.m., that should be obvious. If the sun's shining, then it's a.m. If the sun's not shining, it's probably p.m., right? Okay, unless you live in Canada. Here in Canada, it stays light for really late in the summer. In the summer, it only gets dark around, I don't know, 10 or 11 p.m. Okay, so what about if we have times like this? This might be really scary for you. Don't worry, it's really, really easy. Okay, when we have times like this, we can't use the word o'clock. Okay, we can only use o'clock if it's an even number, like 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Okay, so how do we say this? We say 9:03. So anytime there's a 0 in the number, then it's O. Okay, 9:01, 9:05, 9:09. Okay, but after 9, then it gets even easier. Then it's just the number. Like, look at this, 11:35. Super easy, 11:35. You could say a.m. or p.m., it's your choice. Okay, so let's practice a little bit here. Look at these numbers and think about how would you say them. I'm gonna ask you, hey, what time is it? What are you gonna say? Look at these, super easy, 5:17. 12:57, 8:42, 1:01, 3:11, 10:30. Yes, it couldn't get any easier than this, guys. Now, there's another way that some people say certain times, okay? Now, you don't have to use this, but you can, and it's good to know if you're going to ask someone for the time and they respond like this, then you need to know it, but you don't have to use this, okay? So if it's 15 minutes after the hour, then you'd say quarter after. If it's 30, half past. And if it's 45, quarter to. Okay, let's look at some examples here. So here it's 5:15, right? But you could also say quarter after 5. Here it's 11:30, you could say it's half past 11. Here it's 4:45, you could say it's quarter to 5. It's not quarter to 4, it's quarter to 5. But like I said, you could say the other ways as well. You could say 5:15, 11:30, 4:45, it's all the same. Okay, so let's do some homework. I want you to tell me what time you wake up in the morning. But I want you to use words, not numbers, right? Like this. You could say, I wake up at 7:15 a.m. But you don't really need the a.m. Okay, so post your homework down in the comments right down there, and I'll tell you if they're right or wrong. Okay, see you in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.